Looking for the perfect gift for him? Give quality he'll appreciate every day from Tack and Shoes. Give the perfect pair of work boots from quality brands like Red Wing, Redback, Ariat, Danner, and more. Or the perfect casual shoes from Clarks, Blundstone, Echo, and more. Give the gift of quality footwear he'll appreciate all year long. Visit Tack and Shoes in Paso Robles or San Luis Obispo or online at 805boots.com. Tack and Shoes, the gift of comfort and quality.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfett.
Last night on Sunday Night Football, the New England Patriots roared back, scoring 15 points in the fourth quarter and putting the Baltimore Ravens on the brink of playoff elimination, 28-24, your final score. Ravens running back Derrick Henry didn't get to touch the ball for the last 12 minutes of the game. Meanwhile, quarterback Lamar Jackson came out of the game in the second quarter. Reports indicate he has suffered a back bruise. He's now considered day-to-day. Baltimore needs to win out and get help to make the playoffs. Chiefs quarterback Gardner Minshew is feared to have suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's tilt against the Tennessee Titans, joining his fellow Patrick Mahomes in a similar injury. The Boston Red Sox acquired first baseman Wilson Contreras in a trade with the St. Louis Cardinals late Sunday in exchange for the Cardinals getting right-hander Hunter Dobbins and some minor league prospects. And on Sunday night, Sidney Crosby broke Mario Lemieux's Pittsburgh Penguins franchise scoring record, netting his 645th goal.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Sean Sawa, formerly of Clovis, California, was sentenced to 18 months in prison for his role in stealing millions of dollars worth of canola intended for livestock feed. The Department of Justice says from 2015 to 17, Sawa and co-defendant Richard Best stole $4.8 million worth of canola from international food processors and sold it for a windfall. Best pleaded guilty in October and faces up to 20 years and a fine of $250,000. The Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance welcomed the USDA's announcement of a $700 million regenerative agriculture pilot program. It's a farmer-focused initiative designed to advance voluntary conservation and expand practical soil health and water management efforts. The pilot's focus on measurable outcomes will help strengthen confidence in the environmental benefits of longstanding conservation and regenerative practices. And the USDA's plan to relocate thousands of staff members and consolidate dozens of offices has received overwhelmingly negative feedback. Government executive reports, employees, lawmakers, and stakeholders say it could lead to brain drain due to a loss of employees not wanting to relocate, which may mean significant disruptions in farm support programs. USDA intends to move a large number of employees to five regional hubs around the country and slash other regional offices.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading to kick off the holiday shortened week, with tech shares continuing to advance after a strong end to last week. And shares of Paramount Skydance are up over 4%. The entertainment conglomerate amending its offer for Warner Brothers Discovery, with billionaire Larry Ellison agreeing to personally guarantee over $40 billion of equity financing for the deal. Now, Warner Brothers earlier recommended that shareholders reject Paramount's bid, saying it believed Netflix's proposal for its studios and HBO Max streaming service was still superior. And shares of Dominion Energy are falling over 5% after the Trump administration paused the leases for all large-scale offshore wind projects under construction in the U.S. Dominion's Coastal Virginia offshore wind project is among those paused. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL, brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
There was another part to Mr. Brezhnev's recent speech on human rights that deserves more coverage than it received from our press. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
On March 21st, Soviet Communist Party Chief Leonid Brezhnev made a speech warning the President of the United States to lower his voice on the subject of human rights. He, of course, received worldwide coverage. Indeed, we could all be excused if we thought that's all he talked about. It wasn't. He had things to say about the Middle East, and frankly, if a man biting a dog is more newsworthy than a dog biting a man, then the world press missed the real news in his speech. In introducing the subject of the Middle East, Brezhnev sounded as if a reconvening of the Geneva Conference on the Arab-Israeli stalemate might be in order. Then, speaking for the Soviet Union, which co-chairs the Geneva Conference, he outlined what his country considers essential to a peaceful settlement between Arabs and Israelis. He said, quote, "We hold in particular that the final document should be based on the principle of, now hear this, the impermissibility of acquisition of territory by war," unquote. He then went on to say that Israel should withdraw her military forces from all the territory she took in the Six-Day War back in 1967, and, of course, return that territory to the Arabs. This, to be sure, is one of the bones of contention in the present stalemate, and could raise among us Americans a question of why not? After all, we fought two world wars, were victorious in both, and never asked for or took so much as a square inch of anyone else's territory. But we'd be pretty naive if we applied that yardstick to Israel in the present situation. The real issue in the Middle East had to do with the Arab refusal to recognize that Israel has a right to exist as a nation. To give up the buffer zones Israel took in the Six-Day War could be to put cannon on her front walk aimed at her front door by those who said she must be destroyed. But let's take a look at those other words of Mr. Brezhnev. He's telling us the Soviet Union does not believe any nation has the right to hold territory seized by force of arms. Well, let's play what if. What if the United States said to Israel, you give back that territory to your Arab neighbors, and we'll enter into a treaty with you, a mutual aid pact that says if you're attacked, we come to your aid. Don't go away. There's more to come if we're playing what if. Then we say to the Soviet Union, by way of Mr. Brezhnev, quote, you, of course, must get out of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, which you seized by force of arms, unquote. And come to think of it, that means turning loose Finland, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, East Germany, and Romania. As a matter of fact, there are some islands north of Japan and some territory in Mongolia you occupy only because you joined the fight against Japan 20 minutes before the end of the war. I don't think they heard a single shot fired in anger. And up till then, Korea was one nation. It only became a North and South Korea because the Soviets came in like a squatter and homesteaded the North half. Unfortunately, that was during a time when we were in that good old Uncle Joe mood, thinking Stalin was going to turn out to be the gruff old codger with a heart of gold. How about that? One sentence by Brezhnev in a speech on March 21, 1977, and if everybody, especially him, did what he said, peace would come to the world. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. Kevin Will in the studio on this Monday afternoon with our very, very special guest and a very busy lady. I'm sure all of you can understand that. We have none other than Mrs. Claus. Thank you, Mrs. Claus, for finding the time, number one, to come to our studios and to Paso Robles and visit with people here in the North County. You're Your schedule is pretty tight this time of the year.
Oh, darling, today is my last day of scheduling. I'm headed home right after this, Kevin.
So you put us in, and thank you again for making the time. So your preparation, when you go home, there's still some things that you need to help out with, and you help out with a lot.
Oh, always. You know, Santa's got a few other little stops and tricks before he comes home, and I've got to make sure all those elves are done and checked.
And also, from knowing a little bit of history about your background and what you do up there at the North Pole, that you also, you got to take care, or you help out taking care of the reindeer, because they're getting ready for their big journey.
Oh, the reindeer are a handful, darling. A handful.
Is there one, Donna or Blitzen or any of those two, who are a little bit more rambunctious than the others that you got to maybe keep in line a little bit?
You know, Blitzen, he is the mischievous one. You know, he once tied jingle bells to Santa's boots and giggled all day long.
So does Santa, you know, as he preps for his journey after these many years with both you and him together, do either one of you get nervous?
Oh, I think Santa is always right on it. You know, he's got his naughty and nice list always underneath his arm. I think because I like to have everything perfect and make sure that every child has an amazing Christmas, I'm the one that's nervous because I'm worried that everybody needs to have a great, great day.
Now, I know Santa is probably resting up, so he may not hear this question, but who does most of the work?
Oh, now, Kevin, darling, you know I can't say anything about that. We all work very hard and very well together.
Okay, I'll take that as an answer that I won't answer out loud myself, what I'm thinking what the answer really is. So, you're so kind. Well, you're known as the champion of kindness, of course, as Mrs. Claus. So, all right, so you're winding up, and then you're heading back to the North Pole, and you're getting ready to help Santa and the elves and everybody else. By the way, how are the elves as far as working together?
Oh, the elves are lovely working together. They all have little teams, and they all have a head of the team, and the captain comes and reports every single night. So we know exactly where we're at.
Are they as busy as everybody else?
Oh, they're very busy. Very, very busy, because they actually take care of all the little details. So the things that you don't really see behind the scenes, they're all over it. Checking the sleigh, making sure the safety measures are done, making sure that our communications are up and ready, not to mention all the toys and the cookies and the gathering and the packaging. You know, it's a lot.
The gift wrapping and the cookies and so forth. And now I'll go back to the reindeer. Are they pretty much just laying out the rest of the year because they have this magnificent journey they have to go on? They know what to do. They're well trained, but do they just, when they're done, just kind of graze?
Oh, you know, I can tell you the funny thing. Right after, you know, our big night, those reindeers relax in a warm cocoa bath with cloud pillows. And, you know, they're drinking and eating their peppermint snowflakes and sparkle oats. I said, but they only take 3 days. And after those 3 days, they're right back at training all over again for next year.
Well, I can't help but ask this because, you mentioned cookies and some other things. Does Santa like venison?
Oh, darling. Shame, shame on you. Why, I can't answer that. He's actually, I guess I can. You know, he's mostly vegetarian. Carrots were his favorite, and that's why the reindeers love the carrots so much. He had to share.
Well, now that we know Santa is a vegetarian, you couldn't tell by looking at him, could you?
Oh, no, it's the sugar quality that gets him.
Oh, that's right, because of the cookies. And does Santa have a favorite kind of cookie?
You know, Santa has several. I think he likes the gingerbread cookies the most. Actually, I like the gingerbread cookies as well, because they're great fun to bake and they're super fun to decorate.
Well, okay, so you have this abundance of cookies this time of the year. Is it then something that you don't consume a lot during the rest of the year, or is it year-round?
I think it's year-round. We always have cookies in the jar in every room. We definitely want to make sure we keep his stature up, and that stamina needs to continue all year long. But he does like his, apple pies for Thanksgiving and, all the other seasons.
Now, when both you and Santa and everybody else go back to the North Pole, is it you wind down, and then how soon do you start preparing for the next big journey?
Oh, darling, we usually take a couple of months off and go somewhere super warm and cozy just to get a nice rest and make sure we're well connected. And then we do come back. So somewhere around March, we start gearing up. But the elves, they've got it all down to a science, so we just need to plug in.
Now, I wonder, after all these X amount of years of you and Santa and the elves getting things ready for the kids, and as we all know, times change, kids' tastes change, technology changes. How have Mrs. Claus and Santa and the elves adapted to knowing what all these kids want now because of the different changes in the toys and so forth?
Well, the elves stay up with enchanted technology, and so they always know how they can keep up with what the children are desiring, like the iPads and iPods and the dance, the dance, I don't even know what the program is called. But yes, the elves, they're really great about keeping up with that technology. And then, Santa has his Christmas magic, and that always seems to magically, he knows exactly what the heart is of each child and what they really want.
How do you and Santa stay jolly all year long?
Date nights and good little vacations.
So the vacation coming up, and that'll carry you, because then it's right back to work after a couple of months. And then the date nights, you go to movies with Santa, you go to a drive-in, or what do you do?
Well, the Northern Lights are so close, and we love to, have a little snuggle under the stars. So we like to not go to public places like movies and things. We really just like to spend quality time with each other.
Well, not going to public places, would that be because Santa is so recognizable, or is there a change of clothing? He has what we all know as, Santa's work clothes, I guess we can call them. But so when you go out, is he in his work clothes?
He has a vest and a tie and a jacket and an overcoat. He usually wears a cap. He has his glasses he wears. So he looks a little in disguise, I think, when we go out in public. But, his little bowl of jelly laugh and, his chuckle, it immediately gives him away.
Well, I want to go back to something, as you prepare for the big night, I'll call it, Christmas, is the workshop area. The workshop area, I'm sure it's pretty large and probably at times gets a little messy, but is there a favorite job that somebody, because I know you help out in, like we mentioned, with the reindeer and the cookies and all this and the gift wrapping. Is there a favorite job at the workshop that, somebody may want more than others because it's just a nice job to have there?
I think they all have their great their jobs that they're great at, but we like to make sure that everybody circles and checks so everybody knows everybody's job. So, team one and team two, they'll switch every month. So everybody switches and does everybody's job every month. So it makes for a great team effort, and we're family. So I think it just works.
So before the big takeoff or the ride, when Santa and the reindeer take off, how, you know, we talk about checking our list, checking it twice for, you know, the gifts, but is that list pretty long? And do you go down that list to make sure that everything is ready to go when Santa takes off?
We all make sure everything's ready to go when Santa takes off. It's very important to make sure, especially the sleigh, you know, everything is got that Christmas magic. So, you know, if you think of a big present in his sack, that present really is covered with Christmas magic so that it does fit in his sack. You know, just like he goes up and down the chimney and all of that. I think that, and I guess I forgot, Kevin, what was your question, darling?
Well, it had to do with the, you know, the list and so forth and so on. But here's something I just thought of. Okay, so you have the workshop and then you have your own home. Who does the decorating at Mr. and Mrs. Claus's home?
Oh, darling, that's all me.
All you.
It's always me. Always me.
A real tree?
Oh, of course a real tree.
And how, when do you put it up and when do you take it down? Or is it up all year?
Oh, darling, November 15th. It's up on November 15th. You know, that is the last time that we really check and balance to make sure that everything is ready to go. And then we're in our busy, crazy season. So we take that time to spend and enjoy putting the tree together and enjoying the magic of Christmas and what it really means to us. And that's our home tree. That's when we put it in.
Going back to technology. So do you have any communication with Santa once he leaves?
I do, actually. We have a communication technology that's on the sleigh that he can actually get back and forth and talk to me. But the safest and the easiest way for me to always get a hold of him is through the magic of the Northern Stars. Because if we are in the Northern Lights, we can send a message back and forth no matter where he is.
And that's pretty lickety-split, too.
And it's lickety-split.
And so, but there, do you recall of any little, maybe even before the launch, so to speak, or maybe during, that nobody ever noticed that there was a little bit of a mistake or a problem?
Well, I think that if there was a mistake or a problem, one of the elves would have picked it up and immediately sent message through the Northern Lights to make sure it was corrected. So they would have had stages along the way wherever he was stopping next to try to correct and fix that. So I think, you know, the sleigh guys, those little guys, they're in and out of that sleigh all the time. And they know if something's really wrong, they're going to be able to have, you know, extra parts on hand to be able to take that and fix it immediately. But without communication from home base, you know, they don't know what's going on.
Now, this may be a little bit repetitive, but do either you or Santa get a little, is it anxious or maybe a little bit nervous before he takes off?
Well, I'm always nervous. He's anxious to get going because he knows he's going to be able to touch and be a part of every child's heart in one night. I'm anxious for weather and the reindeers and, you know, just have we made everything? Have we got it all together?
Well, Mrs. Claus, we're coming up on something that we call a commercial break here, and we will be back and may even have a couple of, if you don't mind, a couple of personal questions.
Super. I can hardly wait.
All right, folks, Mrs. Claus, we'll be right back.
Fox I'm Tom Graham. The Trump administration says it suspended leases on several offshore wind projects. Fox Business Network's Darren Battillo.
This is going to affect five different construction projects offshore, as well as dozens in the pipeline. These are all down the East Coast.
The Department of Interior citing claims that large turbines can cause radar interference, posing a national security risk. More Americans are packing airports this Christmas travel season.
AAA says they expect to see about 200,000 more people travel by air, an overall 2% increase from just last year. The number of travelers isn't the only thing increasing. Prices are also up, with domestic flights averaging about $900, 7% higher than last year.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol at Miami International. America's listening to Fox News.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another New Year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will and our special guest. Her last appearance before she helps out, it's Mrs. Claus with us. So we are privileged here in the North County in Paso Robles. Mrs. Claus, we were talking before we went on the air today, and somebody recently asked you a question, but you've been asked it a lot of times, and I think kids of all ages would like to know. Does Mrs. Claus have a first name?
Well, of course I do, darling. You know, they have all the stories and all the different names that they come up with in all the movies, but like Jessica or Anne, and they've even called me Martha, but darling, my name is Emily.
It's Emily. So, do you prefer, well, does when... We're off schedule, so to speak. Is Santa Claus referred to you as Mrs. Claus or Emily or anything else?
he refers to me as Emily and a lot of anything else.
So it probably goes back and forth a little bit, too, especially when things get a little hectic.
It does. And you know what? I think it's all in love and fun.
Now,
do you know, Kevin, it's been a long time since I've been here, you know, with you. It's been many years ago. And I remember you and I were talking, you know, you asked me about when Santa and I met and how we got together. And then you shared a lovely story about when you met your wife. And when you got together, mm-hmm. and you knew that you knew when you were going to marry her, when you were cutting wood, I think, was the story.
Cutting wood out in Adelaide, yes.
Yes, I remember that. It's always been so dear to my heart.
Well, but one of the things, looking back, had I known her birthday was on December 29th, that makes things a little difficult for Christmas and the couple of days after.
Oh, yes, yes, it does.
But as she likes to say, she made it before the New Year, so she was a tax baby. So that helped. So when as you're preparing for this, when do the letters start coming into the North Pole? Because I know, again, you have a lot more responsibility than people realize up there at the North Pole. So when do the letters generally start coming in for Santa Claus?
Oh, they start, gee, boy, right after the let me see. August. It's usually the middle of September we start getting letters coming in. And, you know, we have different elves that are positioned at different mail facilities, because some post offices will collectively keep our mail because it's like not North Pole, it's Northy Pole or Poley North or some other names. But we need to round those up, and they send them straight to us, too. So even the misspelled North Poles, we get.
Okay, so I'm going to tie this back to technology. Before I ask the question, does Santa Claus get them first, or do you open them and get them first?
Santa Claus gets them after the elves get them. Then the elves give them to I, and then I will, I'll give them to Santa. Now, if they come on the internet, the boys, Santa likes to see it all together. So we'll put it in a book format so he can read them all.
Well, you were reading my mind, because I was going to ask, does you, the elves, or Santa Claus prefer a good old-fashioned letter that took time to sit down and write and some thought, or a texting or email?
I think he really, really always prefers the letter. He loves the kids' handwriting, the smell of the letters, the cocoa stains and the crumpled crayon, you know, inside. I think the letters always make him happy.
So when you're not busy getting your vacation, and then all the responsibilities you have starting in March forward, but you also have some other things that you probably do to for yourself, and I don't mean that as being selfish, but some things that you like to do other than the Mrs. Claus work.
You know, I really do. I thoroughly enjoy helping my very, very good friend, the Tooth Fairy, and she always loves my help to be able to keep her in line and together. She's very busy. And of course, you know, the Easter Bunny, he always requires a little, you know, help here and there. So anytime they call, I'm ready to help a friend.
So as we're getting ready to wrap up, and again, we thank you so much for making your final appearance here in Paso Robles, California, of all places. So you got to head back and get ready, because you only have a couple of days left. Mrs. Claus, what's the happiest part of Christmas for you and Santa?
I think spreading the joy. I truly believe it's spreading the joy all year long. But Christmas, there's just a magic about it. The way the children, you know, are so excited, the way the families come together. I think we cherish every moment like that.
Well, you and Santa, and of course we'll give some kudos to the reindeer and the elves, you have spread so much joy for so many years, and it is, as many people say, the happiest time of the year. It seems when, as you mentioned, families and friends, and even strangers, it seems like more people have a smile on their face this time of the year.
And are willing to help each other. I think that is the underlying message that we want. You know, enjoy each day, enjoy every moment, and you know, help somebody else out. Say hi, give a smile, you know, get a smile back.
Spread the joy, Mrs. Claus.
That's it.
Thank you very much for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule, and thank you again for spreading so much kindness this time of the year. Good luck.
Oh, darling, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Susanna's coming up next. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to KPRL.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.